so it's not opportune to hurl ourselves into a new struggle with the churches. The dogma of Christianity gets worn away before the advances of science. Religion will have to make more and more concessions. Gradually, the myths crumble. All that's left is to prove that in nature there is no frontier between the organic and the inorganic. When understanding of the universe has become widespread, when the majority of men know that the stars are not sources of light but worlds, perhaps inhabited worlds like ours, then the Christian doctrine will be convicted of absurdity. Originally, religion was merely a prop for human communities. It was a means, not an end in itself. It's only gradually that it became transformed in this direction, with the object of manipulating the rule of the priests, who can live only to the detriment of society collectively. Hitler's thoughts were echoed by his deputy, Martin Bormann, who flatly stated in a 1942 German Evangelical Church yearbook, "National Socialism and Christian concepts are incompatible." Because of his private opposition to true Christianity, Hitler quickly took steps to subdue the church. On July 23, 1933, just 6 months after he came to power, a Nazi-dominated national synod in Wittenberg named a former German army chaplain and virulent anti-Semite, Ludwig Müller, as Reich Bishop. 6 months later, Müller issued what came to be known as the Muzzling Order, a decree designed to bring control over the German Evangelical Church. Ministers were forbidden to speak about controversial or political matters. Hence, there could be no opposition to the Nazi regime. Müller proclaimed that church services were for the proclamation of the pure gospel, and for this alone. This same no involvement with politics message can be heard in many churches in America today. Despite Nazi hostility to Christianity, and thanks to Goebbels' propaganda, many Germans believe that Hitler was heaven sent. A Cologne children's prayer began, "Führer, my Führer, bequeathed to me by the Lord." And with the notable exception of some anti-Nazi clerics such as pastors Martin Niemöller and the martyred Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German congregations all fell into lockstep with the Nazi government. Many churchgoers were zealous Nazis, but many were simply hesitant or afraid to speak up against their noisy fellow members. "We will discover that the Nazi era shouts its lessons to the Church of America," concluded the Reverend Erwin W. Lutzer, senior pastor of Moody Church in Chicago, who made a detailed study of the National Socialists' seduction of German Christians. He stated, "It warns us, challenges us, and forecasts what might happen in the days ahead. Whether we heed its warnings, accept its challenges, and recognize its subtle deceptions is up to us."
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.